Time to chat with life coach, author and speaker Sally Thibault, and we are starting a brand new series, which Sally, I'm super, super excited about, the Love Languages. Officially welcome.
Thank you, Tim.
Now, there'll be people listening who go, love languages? What does that mean? So tell us a bit more about the five love languages, Sally, and where they've come from.
Yes, so this is a best-selling book by Dr. Gary Chapman, who is a relationship expert, and he calls it the ways of expressing and receiving love. So when he was counselling, he recognised that couples often would come and see him, and it was very obvious that it seemed to be that they just couldn't connect communication-wise, and so that he developed these five love languages. And it's not only partnerships, it's also children, co-workers, understanding how they, especially in a work environment, understanding how another co-worker thinks that they're valued. By understanding their love language can help a long way to create more harmony in the workplace as in a relationship.
So there are five, and they are words of affirmation, acts of service, like doing things, receiving gifts, spending quality time, and physical touch. So today, we're going to talk about words of affirmation. And, you know, for some people, they haven't had a lot of verbal affirmation throughout their life. And so this is a biggie. Having someone say to them how much they're appreciated and loved is a massive, massive, I suppose, top up of the love tank for them.
Interesting enough, this is the most common love language, which is interesting, even edging out of quality time and acts of service. Now, and this happens to be my love language, words of affirmation, happens to be mine.
Right.
And so it revolves around verbal expression. In other words, compliments, words of encouragement, handwritten notes. I'd much prefer someone to buy a card and write something beautiful in it than actually give me a gift. To me, that signifies more that person actually has taken time to think about what they do. So things like to show a partner whose primary love language is words of affirmation, just be authentic because, communication is very strong for a person with, and so they can smell, if you're not telling the truth a mile away.
Yeah.
Be empathetic and ask them if they're okay. Recognize and compliment them and then take time to write notes or a card.
Now, these are things that we can do, but let's talk about some of the stuff that we then shouldn't do. Because, again, words can be terrific at building people up, but, again, some of us are very good at using our words to cut people down too. So let's talk about some things not to do. If you know your partner's love language or primary love language is words of affirmation, some things to avoid, Sally.
Yeah, don't be mean or hurtful with your words. People whose love languages is words of affirmation take that very personally, take it to heart. Don't make fun or overly tease them intensely because they're quite sensitive to the words. They're always looking for the meaning of the words behind what you say. And don't be overly critical or condescending because they often will interpret as you're assuming that they're dumb or stupid. Don't withhold kind words as a punishment and don't manipulate with words because that's not going to work either.
Yeah.
Now, how this works in a workplace, for instance, if you've got a co-worker or an employee whose love language is words of affirmation, thanking them for the work that they do or giving them really positive feedback goes a long way to motivate them.
Yeah.
It's just a really interesting concept to understand, I think.
I think it is a fantastic concept to understand. And I think, like you said before, we're talking about a romantic relationship per se, but it's so crucial that we understand love languages, again, with our work colleagues and also our kids as well, because we can be thinking that we're showing them or telling them how much we appreciate them or love them, and yet if we're not speaking the language, they're not getting it, which is why we are devoting the next 5 weeks to the five love languages from Gary Chapman. So today, words of affirmation. The next acts of service will be next week, and that is with life coach, author, and speaker Sally Thibault. Details at sallythibault.com.au, Sally's website. And Sally, look forward to exploring acts of service next week. Thanks for your time. Until then, you take care.
Thanks, Tim.